Kisav Ra'ananu. Page Lamed Gimel. Akitzavaranu is what the Rambam says is what the Shofar is all about, is waking up, yeah? Akitzavaranu. Hine Noida Pa'amim, page Lama Gimel. Does everybody have that? No. Oh. Page to go, you have it? Yes or no? The page goes up to you? You don't have the page?
Well, I gave him out last week up to like on Zion.
Uh-huh. Okay, so it's... Okay, so then try to look at somebody else. Whoever doesn't have it. Noida Pa'amim, Ein Sfor, B'Zoyer B'Sifrei HaPnimius. It's explained in many, many places. In the Zohar Kodesh and other Sfarim, Shel Osad Lavot is Galat Torahs HaPnimius B'Chol Oira V'Toikef Rama Musa. That the time will come in the future when a second major Gilui will take place. Har Sinai was the first. And we know the way Rashi explains the Pasuk in Shir Hashirim at the beginning of Yishakenim and the Shikais Pihu. Means that Knesset Yisrael is saying to Hashem the following. When we were at Har Sinai, there was that kiss that we had. You kissed us with the Torah. You kissed us in such a way that Shmaya, Va'ara, that heaven and earth were kissing, and the Elyonim came down to the Tachtonim, and there was that kiss of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yishakenim and the Shikos Piyu means that we're asking Hashem for the second kiss. We're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to kiss us with the deepest kiss of Pnimius HaTorah. Look at Rashi. That's what Rashi says. So we've been taught in the Zohar Kodesh that the time will come in the future when Teres HaPnimius, when the inner light of Torah will be revealed, B'chol Oira V'Toikef Rama Musa, in all of its light, and with all of its power and its exalted strength and power, Ubo Yetsu Yisom and Hagolus Barachim Rabbim, it says Beferish and Zoyer, the Sifra Da, with this Sefer, with the Sefer Zoyer, Yafkan Yisom and Hagolus Barachim, will be able to leave Golus with Rachim. Not just to leave Golus, with Rachim. And it doesn't mean Davka studying the Sefer Zoyer. All of the Svarm of Pnimius, of course, are explaining the Zohar Kodesh, are expounding upon the Zohar Kodesh. Ubir Inyanze, to understand this, the explanation of this is no, it's Mamish, Ramesh on Madarim, it's Mamish what we're talking about, and which is the Yisod of this entire Sefer. Kisoid Pnimius Atayra, Pluteris Hashchina. The Sod of Pnimius HaTorah is that Pnimius HaTorah is Teres HaShchina. We're going to spend a lot of time learning what that means, Teres HaShchina. What does that mean, Teres HaShchina? Nigla, when you learn a Blat Gemara, when you learn a Pasuk HaMish Rashi, when you learn a Mishtavur, it's not Teres HaShchina. What's Teres HaShchina? V'hainu, Shehi Eina Torah HaMedaberes Rak L'Nitzoyitz U L'Neshama Baydedas. Here is one chilik between Nigla and Nister, the revealed Torah and hidden Torah. There are other differences, but this is one important difference, that Pnimius HaTorah is Ein HaTorah HaMedaberes Rak L'Nitzoyitz U L'Neshama Baydedas. Pnimius HaTorah is not only speaking to one lonely person, one neshama. Ela Torah HaMedaberes El HaGuf Kulo. Pnimius HaTorah is speaking to the entire organism, to the entire guf, which is the Soid HaShchina, which is the Soid, the mystery of the Shechina. V'hibo l'sar teitu l'hadrich es ha'neshomas b'soid avodes ha'pnimius. And in order for us to wake up and to ultimately come to Geula, we need to have this hadrocha beside avodas hapnimius, how to serve Hashem in a deep, real, inner way, Shehi avadosam ketei ve'eva b'shechina, which means, he's going to explain this, I mean, really the whole sefer is a parish of this, which means, when a person is learning Nigla, when a person is learning a Blat Gemara, there's no question that that Blat Gemara, besides the information that you are receiving on the Blat itself, and following up that Blat Gemara by learning the Rishonim and learning Alib de Hilchasa, to learn the Tur, Shulchan Aruch, and so on, aside from the information that a person is gaining, it's also a Sam Chayim. A Sam de Chayim means, Chazal say, that it also brings one closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even though we don't see that, Rabbi Sol Salanter wrote about that the very beginning of his letter, that even at the beginning of Ursul, even though we don't see that necessarily, but we know that whatever we're learning, you could be you're learning a sugi in Kachin, you're learning something in Taharis, you're learning the Zikin. But the Koach of Torah is such that it has the ability to bring one closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to help extract a person. Sasam Dechaya gives life to extract a person from chait, from sin, sinfulness, and so on. Uvachol zos, the inyan of Nigla, the subject matter of Nigla, and the effect of Nigla is very much upon that individual person. Nigla is dealing with, revealed Torah is dealing with Hagdoris Biurim regarding matters that apply to the individual, that affect the individual, that are taking place upon a relatively small stage. It could be of a tzibur, it could even be of the Beis HaMikdash. Mashani Kain, when we're talking about Pnimius HaTorah, the subject matter of Pnimius HaTorah is the entirety of things, is the whole picture. It's not a Torah of Pratim, it's not a Torah of this detail, of how to cross this T, how to dot that I. It's not the Torah that is speaking about the practical day-to-day requirements of how to live according to that program of Maamar HaSinai. The neshika, the kiss of Pnimius HaTorah, is that which talks to us about the tachlis of being a Jew, the underlying shirish of all existence, that which binds each and every Jew with the other Jew. Moshe Kane, when you're learning Nigla, much of Nigla is Shnei Marchus Metalis, Ze Oimer Animatasiyu, Ze Animatasiyu. And the Indian of Yachloiku is the crowning glory of Nigla is Davka Machloikus, is to highlight the differences between Reuven and Shimon. If you're learning sugyas in the Gemara and it all looks the same to you, it means that you're not getting it. If Reuven and Shimon don't seem to have any problem with each other, it means you don't understand the sugya, because every Gemara you learn, Reuven and Shimon are not getting along with each other. Regardless of whether they're arguing about something in Noshim and Nezikin, there's a problem between Reuven and Shimon. Therefore, every single page of Nigla is filled with chilukei deis, with machlokes. Because the surface of existence is filled with machlokes. The outer realm of life is one of darkness. We learned already earlier, in the beginning of the Sefer, the Chazal themselves say on the Pasuk in Eicha, b'machashakim ha'yishivani, kimeisa oilam, remember how the Grod describes in great detail how Golus is death, right? We spoke about that. So, in Eicha, when it says, b'machashakim ha'yishivani, you have put me into a dark place. So Chazal say, that's Talmud Bavli. That's Torah Sheba'al Peh. Darkness, what do you mean? That's the light of our lives. It's the light of our lives. It's Torah Sheba'al Peh. Because the darkness of Torah Sheba'al Peh is the Torah Sheba'al Peh is teaching us how to make our way through the darkness, how to contend with the darkness, how to live in a world that is split, that's divided, that's being ripped apart between Mutter and Osir, Tomei and Tahar. Ripped apart. Machlaikis. Pnimius HaTorah is a Torah of Echad. It's the Torah of the Shechina Kedosha. It's the Torah where there's no difference between Reuven and Shem. It's when you go into the depths of Torah, that light of Pnimius HaTorah is the light of the Shechina. In that reality of the Shechina, which is the Kisei HaKovod, that's the place of Klolius Nishmais Yisrael. In the root and source, you and I, of our existence, you and I are not separate. The only thing that we have are Gufim Mechulakim. As the Ariya Kodesh says, Neshama Achas, Gufim Mechulakim. All Jews are one Neshama. Not like they use that to advertise with somebody because they want to make it for a fundraiser. Be'emes, in Pnimius. Neshama Achas. All Jews are Neshama Achas. Knesses Yisrael. In the Zohar Kodesh, the Jewish people are not called Am Yisrael, they're called Knesses Yisrael. Knesses means the ingathering. It means the shirish of Am Yisrael by the Kisei HaKovod is that one mitzias that's called Nishmas Yisrael. It's one mitzias. Nigla doesn't talk about that. Nigla talks about different madregas of Jews, different madregas of places. There are 10, like the Mishnah Kalim, where there are 10 madregas of Kedusha, Eretz Yisrael, and Kodesh Kedoshim, Kodesh, and so on, Chutz Laretz. Nigla is dealing with ben dam le dam, ben din le din, ben nega le nega. The whole Indian of Nigla is to be able to make distinctions between right and wrong, because Nigla is from the world of the Eitz Hadas Tehara. Mashani Kain Pnimius HaTehara is from the Eitz Achai. And therefore, when you look in Pnimius, though, you don't find Machlokes in the Zohar Kodesh. Machlokes. So, or. Or Shechina. Soid HaShechina. She avadosam ketei ve'ever b'Shechina. And it teaches us how to serve Hashem, not as separate individuals, but rather as cells that are all working inside and for the sake of one guf. One guf which is called the Shechina. Kutchevichu and the Shechina, Knesset Yisrael. V'loy avadosan beprotius levada beside tikkun atzmai. Nigla is concerned with the tikkun of the individual or the tzibur, that community. That's what Nigla is dealing with. Teres haNigla is b'machashakim, the darkness of Golus, is focused on how to survive as Jews in Golus. In order to survive as Jews in Golus, we have to know all the halachas. We have to live according to the Torah. And if a nigla is concerned with the individual. The individual and how the individual coming together with other individuals can ultimately create something which is called a tzibur, an eda, a kahal, a community. But the attention of Nigla is always focused on the tikkun of the prat, of that piece of creation, of that person. Therefore, it's filled with chilukim, machloikis, and madregis, and so on. Different places, different people. Masha'eni kein Pnimius HaTorah. Pnimius HaTorah is all about kutshebrichu u'shchinte. It's the oimek mashenoida tamid, and this is the oimek of what we know. The bechol pina bepnimis atara, wherever you turn to in pnimis atara, soid l'shem yichu kutshebrichu u'shchinte. Everything in pnimis atara is explaining, teaching, and describing the secret of the yichud between a kadosh baruch hu and the shechina. The shechina also means Knesset Yisrael. Where we're not living for ourselves. You're not living for yourself. You're living for the Tikkun HaShechina. You're living for the bigger picture. Every single thought, every single word, everything that you and I do. It's not for zich. It's not just about yourself. It's about the whole thing. We're going to talk about that mitzvah tomorrow. I'm giving a shiur at 1 o'clock. That's this nekuda. It's not about the self. That's why Rosh Hashanah, the whole avodah of Rosh Hashanah is binyan hamalchus. The binyan hamalchus of Rosh Hashanah. It's interesting. On Rosh Hashanah, there's no ashanu bagano. There's no alchet, right? On Rosh Hashanah, the ikar of Rosh Hashanah is stop thinking about yourself. Stop talking about yourself. I say some mitzvah. Then after you've already enlisted in the malchus, and after you're already thinking about the bigger picture of Hamelach, and you recognize that you're a cell in this amazing organism that's called Knesset Yisrael, that lives in the palace of the king, and you already are in the palace, and you recognize that there's a king, then you could begin to take care of certain problem in your life that need attention, that need to be repaired. Otherwise, why would Yom Kippur come before Rosh Hashanah? Why would Rosh Hashanah come before Yom Kippur? First, it should be Yom Kippur. All the Sfarim is that. All the Balei Musar is that. Yom Kippur should be first, you do tshuva. First, you're a good boy, right? You fix everything, you're a good boy. You do all the alchets, you cry, aziv is achet, mcherota, you fix, everything is good. And then, now I'm ready to say hamelach. L'chari, that should be the Seder, right? All this time I'm talking about that. First, it should be Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is what's Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur, I'm being metapel. Yom Kippur, I'm taking care of the details of my life. Alchet, 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 alchet. Boishtim nechlamti. All of the details of my life I'm taking care of on Yom Kippur. So L'chari, you would say that first should be Yom Kippur, that I fix all of the broken pipes and the broken wires, I fix everything, and then I should come to Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Hashanah be nice and fresh and clean, and I could come to Shul and I could say HaMelech, and everything is good. Why is Rosh Hashanah before Yom Kippur? This is a big question. Everybody talks about this. There are 1,000 ways of saying the teretz, but it's one teretz. The teretz is Rosh Hashanah means that I believe that there's something much bigger than myself, that I'm part of something that's very, very, very big, that goes back to the beginning. Ata zoiche, ma'isei olam, the Rebbeinu Shlom, everything goes back. It's called Yom Hazikaron. It means to remember the beginning. What? Ain't shichluf nekisei kivedecha. Kisei kivedecha means nishmas Yisrael. It means klal Yisrael. It means knesses Yisrael. It means the whole tachlis of creation. When a person feels that thrill, that excitement, that chshivas, that beauty, that greatness of being in the malchus of Hashem, that there's something big, mamish big, which is the Shechina Kedosha. Then after Rosh Hashanah, when he spends 2 days in the Heichal HaMelech, drawing around in the Heichal HaMelech Mamish, in the Heichal HaMelech, he's invited in, and he's taken on a tour of the Heichal HaMelech. And what does he see over there? Of Chayin Ten Kovod Hashem. And he sees Simchal HaSosnli, Merdek, what he sees in the Heichal HaMelech, what's going to be like when Mashiach comes. That's what Rosh Hashanah is all about, what it's going to be like when Mashiach comes. And he takes this grand tour of Malchus Hashem on Rosh Hashanah. Then afterwards, he thinks, oh yeah, I'm such a choshev part. I'm a piece of this malchus. I have to make sure that my piece is functioning. I have to make sure that my piece is working properly. That I understand that I'm an important, vital component in this big, big thing that's called yichud kuchibichu shchinte, tikun hashchin, binyan hamalchus. Rosh Hashanah is binyan hamalchus. If it would first be Yom Kippur and then it would be Rosh Hashanah, nobody would ever get to Rosh Hashanah. They would just die in Yom Kippur. They would just die. The Yom Kippur, this is no good, this is no good, that's no good, this is no good, that's no good, this is no good. So what's the tachlis? And why should I be better? But when you begin with Hamelech, when you're excited, when someone gives you a big promotion, takes you up to something of an unbelievable job, and it gives you a huge responsibility, then you take a look at yourself and you say, oh, he trusts me. Botach bolei baila, he looks at me in such a way. The king gave me such a job, mamish, like this, in the malchus, binyan hamalchus, he gave me such a job. So now, then you look at yourself and you say, maybe I should, somebody like myself, it's not proper that I talk lashon hara. Somebody like myself, it's not proper that I look at all kinds of tumma. It's not proper for somebody like myself. I'm part of a big thing. This is a big thing. I'm in Malchus. You know, if you ever were at a time where there was something big that was going on, that you were part of some important project, even if it wasn't any kind of a galactical thing, but it was something like a Chashuva thing that was going on. you're raising money for with a couple of guys, you're raising money to help with some chashuva cause. You wanted to make shavu brachas for a poor chasan and kala. When you're doing that, when you're involved in that, you feel like that you're on a mission, right? You feel like the chashivas of being on a mission. And if somebody that's part of your chevra that's working in that mission sits down, you're just about to hit like the biggest gevir in New York to try to get money for the chasan and kala. And then one of the guys, you have three guys, you have a mezumen, and he's supposed to go to this gevir, he's supposed to knock on the door and make a presentation to this multi-billionaire, right? Because you want to help the chasan kala. And this guy, he's standing there, he's looking at his phone. And you ask him, what are you doing over there? He says, what's it your business? He says, what are you doing over there? He says, I'm looking to see my I want to check my emails. I want to check my messages. So how can you do such a thing? This is a big thing we're in. The chasan is tomorrow. We're going to have to pay the caterer. We have to pay for the flowers. We have to pay the musicians. For the chasan and kala, they don't have any money. And you're standing looking at your emails. Are you an idiot? The Torah says, yeah, we're all idiots. Of course he's an idiot. And of course we're idiots. The reason that we're idiots is because we don't believe that we're part of something big. And you could be a person that's very, very good, by the way, and you know how to figure out a tesis, and you could be still this big. You're just very good at dissecting things. But you know how to put them together. You know how to take them apart, but you don't know how to put them together. Putting together, that's Binyan HaMalchus, that's Rosh Hashanah. When you're in such a world of Malchus, and you're a person that's from the B'nei HaChol of the Malchus, you're from the B'nei HaChol of the Malchus, you're one of the B'nei HaHechel of the Melech Mamash. So then, you don't have time for Narishkeit. You know what the Kotzke said about the Chassidim? He says, I don't want to make Chassidim that they know how to be Mezgaber in the Yetzer. I want to have Chassidim that they're so busy doing good things that they don't have time for the Yetzer. They're too busy. Imagine that we don't have Malchus anymore. That's a problem. We only have even the President of the United States is some stuff. Wouldn't make a shidduch with him in a million years. So we don't know what it means anymore, Malchus. But imagine if you had you had 5 minutes you had with the king. Let's say it was a chush of a president. You had 5 minutes with Ronald Reagan or something. You know, President Bush, a real president. You had 5 minutes with a real president. And you were standing inside by the president and your thing goes off. You know, it goes off like in shul. I don't know how you have these quiet, sweet Jews that have crazy noises for their phone. Like that's the thing they always wanted to be, comes out on their phone, you know? Like they're very timid, but then the phone is like so out there. So imagine you're standing there with a chashuv, a king or a chashuv, a president, and it starts to make that crazy noise. It starts to go crazy. Bizei bizyonis, mamish. The biggest bizyonis in the world. Firstly, they would take you right away, they would grab you and throw you out. Bizyonis. You couldn't make a cheshbon like that? You have 5 minutes your whole life with the president, with the king, and you couldn't figure out such a thing? You weren't even conscious of taking care that there shouldn't be such a kilkul? You have a few minutes to take care of such a kilkul? What does it mean to people? It means that you don't understand what's a president. You understand what the king is. You have no appreciation. You have no cover for Amalchus. You have no cover for Amalchus. You have no cover for Amalchus. We have no cover for Amalchus. Somebody was telling me that in English they call these days that we're entering into days of awe, right? Days of awe. Nobody has awe of anything these days. There's no such thing as days of awe. One of the most common words that teenagers use nowadays is the word awesome. They say about every stupid thing, awesome. They have a certain way of saying it too. I don't like awesome. What's awesome? It used to mean that when you said something was awesome, it was bam, something was awesome. It was awesome. It was awesome. I remember there was a Mel Stottlemyre was pitching for the Yankees. It was like 1963 or 64. He hit an inside the pitcher. That's before there was a designated. He hit an inside the park. An inside-the-park grand slam. A pitcher. That was awesome. Then already he was shy to use such a lotion. But nowadays, if somebody hits a pop fly and it's taller, it's higher than the infielder's head, he's, oh, that's awesome. Everything is awesome now. Somebody says a half-baked svara, so the Rebbe has to say, ooh, awesome, awesome. He has to write him a little note for his parents. Your son is awesome. He said an awesome svara. What he said, he's a Rebbe Kiva Eger, your son. It's Rebbe Kiva Eger. Awesome. There's nothing that's awesome anymore. This is part of our problem. And when you're not in awe, then you look at everything in your life it doesn't mean anything. There's no reason to fix things. Rosh Hashanah has to come before Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah is binyan hamachus. Rosh Hashanah is being in that place of awe, feeling that awe, feeling that you're in the Heichal HaMelech. You're in the Heichal HaMelech. Then you can come to Yom Kippur and say, Heichal HaMelech, we don't do these things. In Heichal HaMelech, we don't do these things. We don't talk this in Heichal. If a person, I'm not saying Chalil to look at faults, God forbid, in Jews, not to say Kitrugim. A person can go, you have that. We're living in a time where people walk into shul, they wear shorts to daven. How could there be such a Hechatim that never, ever saw in the history of Am Yisrael such a thing? The Jew could walk in to learn to daven. How do you ever see? How could there be such a thing? There's no awe anymore. The whole Hergish, that I'm in the presence of something that's awesome. I'm the Hechel HaMelech. I'm not talking about a kibbutz. I'm talking about Stam. Hechel HaMelech. Rosh Hashanah is Binyan HaMalchus. When a person is in that place of pnimius, and he's invited into the Hechel HaMalki, he's invited into Hechel, into the palace of the king. So, and afterwards, he starts to look at himself and to say, you know, Take, maybe this is not so becoming. Maybe to wear shorts when you're davening to the king, maybe that's not such a nice thing. I'm not talking about a hat and a jacket. I'm not talking about anything like that. I'm talking about to wear shorts. People wear shorts now. My wife told me there are girls that walk into shul, they wear flip-flops. They wear on their feet, like you used to wear to the beach. They wear like little, to the beach. I'm to the beach. That's the girl. You have girls who walk into shul like that. I'm not talking, it's not talking about sneers. Forget about sneers. Sneers is for foul. Forget about sneers. Not talking about sneers. Where's the awe? Where's the hergish, a feeling of awe? What does the word awe mean? So if we're living in a time when you have a good chocolate ice cream and you spend the rest of the day saying to your friend it was awesome, it was just awesome. There's a new place on Central Avenue. It's awesome. Awesome. Got sprinkles and different little colored pieces. Awesome. You can't get it. I never had such an ice cream. So and there's bechlal no Indian of Malchus anymore. We don't even know what a king means. What's a king? We didn't grow up in such a way. In America, everything is hefkeres. Everybody walks around hefkeres. The whole world is hefkeres. So then you come to Rosh Hashanah. I say, so then when you're supposed to come to Yom Kippur, al-chet, what's al-chet for what? What I do bit? What's wrong? If there's no awe, there's no fear, you understand? If there's no awe, if there's no yira, there's no pachet. Where there's no awe, there's no malchus. Then how could there be a pachet if there's no malchus? There's no pachet because there's no malchus. So there has to be Rosh Hashanah first. Rosh Hashanah person is invited, come behind, the Rebbe Shem says, come with me over here, I want to show you something. And he shows us what it's going to be like. What's it going to be like? What we could be like. What the world was meant to be like. And then I say something true, you look back at yourself, and then you feel like a person, I want to really be part of that big thing, that Malchus. So all of Teresh Baal Peh, coming back to what the Chalban is talking about, Teresh Baal Peh, the Indian of Teresh Baal Peh, of Nigla, of the revealed Torah, is to be Mesakein, all of the Prophet. The Indian of Pnimis Torah is Heichal HaMelech, you understand? It's being in the palace. It's seeing the whole picture, like who am I working for? Why do I do these things? What is this whole thing? That's what Pnimis Torah is about. Therefore, you'll find Kishutim of the Kala, Tikkunim of the Shechina, all the Lashonos of Kabbalah that speak about it in such an interesting way. Adorning the Queen and the Shechina. The Kavin Kol Mais of the Tikkun HaShechina, Lola Atzmai HaNifrad. Lola Atzmai HaNifrad. Not you just as a separate person. Of course you have to take care of yourself. Of course you have to do the right things, stay away from the wrong things. But because you're part of the Malchus. When you feel that you're in the Malchus, when you feel that you have a high position and you're a chashuv person in the Malchus, then you want to fix things up. You want to act the right way. You want to talk the right way. You want to dress the right way. You see how people dress in the way of bizyonis. Again, I'm not talking about wearing a chassidish levush. I'm talking about that you have people that they consider themselves human beings and they wear pants. The pants are halfway down to the floor. You know what I'm talking about? They wear pants halfway down because they have no There's no union of kavod, of malchus. So you're going to tell this guy it's not right, it's not nice to wear the pants that way? What are you going to have a conversation with this person about? You shouldn't wear the pants. You shouldn't wear your pants that way. It's not right. What are you talking about? That's not what you're talking about. Because he never had a Rosh Hashanah in his life. He's not from the Hecholodim. He's not from the Hecholodim Malchus. He's not from the Hechol of the King. So you're talking about an Indian of Malchus. It's foreign to him. So what happens in a lot of the yeshivas in the schools, they yell and they scream at the girls in schools, they scream about sneeze. They yell at the boys that they have to dress like a bentar, dress like a bentar, but they never gave them a tour of the palace, you understand? If you never saw the inside of the palace, and everybody just tells you your whole life, there's a place, it's the palace, and that's why you're supposed to act a certain way. But I don't know, I never saw the palace, I was never inside the palace. When you learn Pnimis HaTorah, then you get a tour of the inside of the palace. Then you say, whoa, oh, I never knew that. Just like the Chayz in Lublin, there's a mice with the Chayz, Schusik and Leinu. That, you know, he used to end Shabbos very late. And there was the Misnagdim, of course, didn't like that. Why does it bother them? They didn't like that. And there was a misnagah that when the chayzer was sitting with the chassidim, he was having shal shuvas. All the misnagim lublin already made havdalah a long time, and the chayzer is sitting there and the shal shuvas. And this misnagah would go by the chayzer by the bais medrash every month of Shabbos, and he would go to the window and scream out good vach. That's it. That was his fun for the. They didn't have so much to do in Lublin, I guess, most of the time. So, good vach. No, and the chassidim, of course, wanted to kill this guy. The chayz always says, sit down. They were ready to sit down. And happened one time that this misnag, it was bothering that nobody was, nobody was answering him back, nothing happened. He threw a rock through the window of the chayz. He smashed the window, and the glass was all over the place. Now, all the chassidim got up, and the chayz said, I'm telling you, I don't want you to hurt him, but I want you to bring him to me. But don't hurt him. So the guy's running for his life, you understand? The chassidim bring this guy, they're carrying him in, and the guy's a chicken before kaparas. They bring him in to the chayzer, and the chayzer says, sit here. And he says to the guy, shaking, and he tells the chassidim, everybody leave. And he says, I said, everybody out. And the chayzer just starts to talk to him about what's your name and your family. And starts to talk to him about what do you do for parnasa. The guy is answering, and then the chayzer says, "You do me a big, big taiva if next Shabbos you could join me to eat with me and my family." He says, doesn't understand what's happening over here. He says, "Sure, and 100%, be my covet." And the Rebbe tells the Gabbai, come in, and you make sure I want you to take care of my friend over here. He's a good friend of mine, and I don't want anybody to bother him, and make sure that you allow him to take him home to where he lives. He comes for Shabbos. You can imagine all the chassidim was so angry. You understand? All they wanted the whole lives to have, not a Shabbos, 5 minutes in the Rebbe, to be by the Rebbe's table, 5 minutes. And this misnagit, this fabisna misnagit, throwing rocks. So he comes and he says, he has Shabbos by the Chayzer. So everybody's going crazy. Chassidim. Not just for one Shabbos. After Shabbos, the Chayzer said, you do be a big, big covet if you come next Shabbos also. So this happened three times. At the end of the third Shabbos, this misnagit throws himself at the Rebbe's feet, and he's holding the Rebbe's feet, and he's crying, and he's begging the Rebbe for forgiveness. To forgive him for what he did, all the times that he was screaming and making fun, and the time that he threw the rock, and he was sobbing like a baby. And the chayzer says, "Mochelach, mochelach, 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 I forgive you 100%." The seed became a big chassid, of course, of the chayzer. The chayzer explained afterwards to the chassidim that this misnagah doesn't hate me, and he doesn't hate you. He doesn't know me. He doesn't know me. He only sees us from the outside. And from the outside, it bothers him. How can we do things that are different? How can we dress different? How can we don't keep things like they keep? How can we, whatever? It bothers him. But that's because he doesn't know me. He doesn't know us. Therefore, your way of teaching him a lesson, he said, that might work for a little bit, but then he's just going to hate us more. Maybe he won't throw rocks anymore because he'll be afraid to come here, but that's not the tikkun. The tikkun is that I brought him over to me to spend Shabbos with me, and he began to understand a little bit of who I am. By the third Shabbos, he couldn't bear it anymore. And then he was able to do tshuva. And this the Baal Shem HaKadosh taught, David HaMelech was hinting at, when he said, Kel Nekomis Hashem, Kel Nekomis Sofia. You call Hashem Kel Nekomis, which is very odd. Because Aleph Lamed means Kel Chesed Kol Hayoyim. Aleph Lamed, the name of Hashem, Aleph Lamed means loving kindness. So how could it say Kel Nekomis Hashem? How could it say that Hashem's Aleph Lamed, which means Chesed, and then we ask, Kel Nekomis, Nekoma means revenge. So the Baal Shem HaKadosh taught a very deep thing. He said that the greatest, we're asking Hashem to treat us in such a way, that the greatest revenge he could take against us is by being kind to us. And by being kind to us and inviting us into his palace to spend some time with him, then we'll feel brokenhearted and we'll say vidui and we'll want to be better. Kel Nekomis Hashem. The greatest kindness is being invited into the king of the into the palace of the king. The revenge, Kel Nekomis Hashem, Kel Nekomis Hefir, is when Hashem kills us with his kindness. The way that he kills us with his kindness is that by showing us his kindness and by inviting us into the palace and by giving us a Rosh Hashanah, then we feel that we want to die because we realize, oh, how did I mistreat such a king? How was I so disrespectful to such a king? The king is so good. The king is so holy. And I treated him in such a horrible way this past year. It's a very deep teaching. But that's the inyan of Pnimis HaTorah, you understand. Pnimis HaTorah is the Chayza inviting you in for the Shabbos. Pnimis HaTorah is the Baruch Shalom says, Kuvanayim. The Baruch Shalom says, you know, you act this way, you talk this way, you dress this way, your whole life. Come with me inside a little bit into Pnimis HaTorah. When it says in the Zohar Kodesh that the Gula is going to take place, Berachmi, we're going to leave Goz Berachmi with the Sefer Zohar, it means that through our being able to see that inner world, the inner life, Kivyochel, of how Hashem is in his palace. But it's not just about do this, don't do that. It's about who he is. It's about seeing his greatness, experiencing what it's like to be next to the king. And then we're not going to want to be bad. We're going to want to be good. So if the yeshivas, if the schools, instead of just screaming at the girls, not that they all do that, but saying, instead of just screaming at the girls, you can't do this, you can't wear that, you have to put this, no, you can't put this on, you can't do the tech, you have to wear like this, you have to be like that. Instead, if they would show the girls, they would invite them into the king's palace. That's what the Holy Nitzitz needs. It's called Kvuda Bas Melech Pnima. The place of the Bas Melech is inside. So the way that's being used against the girls is a pachet. Kvudas Melech Pnima. Kvudas Melech Pnima. If one understands what it means to be a bas melech, if one understands what it means to be a ben melech behaves a certain way. He carries himself with a certain type of dignity. That's how he dresses, that's how he talks, in a dignified way. He looks at certain things. But if you're not part of the malchus, then what does Yom Kippur do for you? Don't do this, do this, don't do this, do this, don't do this. So that's Yom Kippur. So you know how it works with a kid, don't do this, do this, don't do this. If you're not looking, if he thinks you're not looking at him, then he'll do it again. He doesn't care. So Yom Kippur, everybody's nervous because he's looking. But then after Yom Kippur, he thinks he's not looking anymore. So after Yom Kippur, you do the things again. He's not looking anymore. And Yom Kippur, he's looking, uh-oh, duck. But then after Yom Kippur, it's back to the party. But when a person has a Rosh Hashanah is Malchus. Rosh Hashanah is Malchus. Binyan HaMalchus. Rosh Hashanah, the Shofar is the Shofar Gadol of Mashiach. It's the Shofar of Har Sinai. Everything is big. Rosh Hashanah is everything big. So we have the Simonim, Rosh Hashanah night, the table, the Simonim. Because when you have, when there's a, inside the palace, inside the home, there's simanim, a husband and wife, they don't have to say everything. They give signs to each other, you know. On Rosh Hashanah, we have the simanim on the table. Even if you don't eat every simon. But a simon means that there's something intimate, something inside. That's Rosh Hashanah, inside. In every family, there are certain simanim. When you're part of the malchus, when you live inside the palace, there are simanim. You don't have to have instructions. Everything about nigla is do this, don't do that. They're all the instructions. When you're inside, you have simanim. It's different. Simanim. Simanim. That's also the Inyan of Pesach and the simanim of the Seder. That's a Pesach discussion. But simanim. This is a place of, it's a place of intimacy. So it's inside. Lo'il atzmei nifra. It's not just yourself. Yourself by yourself. Remember, the thinking of galus, moichin de galus, is moichin de katnis. That's what we learned at the beginning of the Sefer. Moichin de galus, moichin de katnis is each man on his own. How could I get the easiest way to get to Olam Haba and to avoid Gehenna? And then you're a bigger person, so how about my family? Can I bring them into, what about my community? But it's all about the self. It's all small. It's all moichin de katnis. Geula is moichin de galus, moichin de geula, moichin de galus, moichin de geula. Big. Something else altogether. Soid avoida tzorach gavaya, where a person's avoid Hashem is not just, it's not just about himself. It's tzorach gavaya. They need me in the malchus. It's tzorach gavaya. This is for the tikkun of the malchus. This is big. I'm involved in big stuff. Even if you have a little job in the palace. You work by the boiler someplace in the palace, but you know, if you mess up the boiler, the king's not going to have heat in his room. It's a big job. Even the little jobs in the palace are big jobs. No little job in the palace. Every job is a big job in the palace. The guy that's, the little guy that's sweeping someplace in the basement of the palace is choshev. But if you're not in the palace, you just live someplace far away, you start to get sick of it. You hate it. I'm a schlep. I do nothing. All I do is I sweep. I do nothing. Some stupid little street. Some disgusting, dirty neighborhood. That's all I do. So how long can people go on? You tell them, do this mitzvah, don't do this aveira. But they, if they don't feel that they're in the malchus, if they don't feel that they're in the palace, they get tired of it. They don't want to do it anymore. That's what's happening to people. They don't want to do it. But when you're in the malchus, when you're on the team, when you're enlisted, so then every little job is big. No job is too small, no job is too big. Everything is mamish big. Everything is choshev. That's the inyan of malchus. Avoid the tzarek of amavu b'sifrei hapnimis. V'hainu shu inyan shel avoida gedola lavod mitach pnimis haneshama. Then you really work mitach pnimis haneshama. She ain't in the fredes me hashchinim am Yisrael. It's inseparable from the shchinim am Yisrael. I'm putting out tefillin. It's not just me. It's about am Yisrael. I'm doing this for am Yisrael. Elamamish oivedes is avoides am Yisrael kula. Just like the cell in the body, it's working for the whole body. It's a little cell, but it's for the whole body. So, and the tachlis that the cell has, that little thing has, is the atom, the cell, is that my avoda is the whole. It's big. It's the whole body depends on me. That's moichin de geula. That's a way of thinking. That's Mashiach. That's Mashiach's way of thinking. That's Orishal Mashiach. That's Pnimis Atar. That's Pnimis Atar. That's Gula. Okay, Mashiach, we'll continue by Sayyid Samit Shuv. If I don't see you, have a Ksiva Ksiva Tar.